Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Go Andrew News Talk Show.
You sure are. Tuesday, August 5th, 2014, number 91. Since being in the YNTS studio, currently airing on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. They've listened to me on replay. Thank you. W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio, 24/7 on iHeart Radio. More info, website, www.joandrewnts.com. Our toll-free number, 855-712-YNTS. Tweet me at Andrew Tree Geo. Email me, joandrew@joandrewnts.com. Ebola outbreak is spreading. We speak with Dead Roller next. Second hour, that is. Welcome to the program. If just joining us, appreciate it. Listening on your AM dial, tablet, smartphone. If you're on vacation and you're listening, thanks for stopping it for a bit to listen in. I'm not on vacation. I'm on vacation in April. Nice weekend, went to New Orleans. Great time. But it's funny because everyone else is on vacation, like everyone. Three things I've been noticing a lot the past several weeks. I noticed that everyone's going on vacation around the same time. If it's Florida, cruises, out of country, everyone's going on vacation. On my Facebook timeline, everyone's getting married or having kids. I am not even close to that. Because first I need to find someone. I have to get to know them. Then we have to, you know, put a ring, because you get, I believe you have to get married, but again, everyone thinks differently. And then, but enough about my love life. And the third thing is back to school. Everywhere, back to school. Back to school is becoming a holiday. When I was a kid, we had back to school sales. I did. You kidding me? I was a leader in Staples. Mom, give me the list. I know what to get. I mean, I'm using it, right? I got the pens, the pencils, you name it, I'm using it. So I would go around, choose everything I needed. Now, I see commercials, I see posters. Everywhere I go, back to school. And the best part is they're showing tablets. They're showing cell phones. Get your kid a back to school iPhone. You know, I'm allowed to bring iPhones to the New York City Board of Public Schools. Not allowed to. Don't worry about it. Just buy the iPhone, please. You can do everything you want on it. All right, fine. And when you do go to school, and you know, the back to school and all that great stuff, of course, you always got to be careful. You always got to tell your kid, wash your hands, watch who you touch, but we end up being everyone's food anyway. Well, lately, we've been seeing a outbreak, and it's called Ebola. It's been a virus that's come from West Africa, and now we're seeing it come into the United States little by little. How large is it going to spread? What does it actually do? I'll leave it up to my guest. He's one of the Americans' leading nutritionist and biochemist who was trained at Florida State University with earned bachelor degrees in biological science and chemistry and second bachelor degree in psychology and exercise psychology along with an MBA. Was a college professor at Tallahassee for 2 years. He also completed extensive graduate and postgraduate studies in the field of naturopathic medicine. He is the author of many books and self-help programs and study courses. He has written hundreds of articles on a range of different topics. His name is Ted Brower on my phone line. Ted, welcome to the Orange News Talk Show. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Ted, we now see an outbreak of this virus called Ebola spreading now throughout the United States little by little. What is Ebola, and how could someone be affected by this virus?
Ebola is a type of hemorrhagic fever, which is accompanied by hot chills, fevers, sweats, diarrhea in the latter stages. You start bleeding out of every orifice, including your eyes, your nose, your vagina, your rectum, everything. Your organs basically turn to jelly, and then you die in a horrible, horrible convulsive fit.
Well, I have to say that... That is a way to describe it, and from what I've been reading about it, that is true. Now, how could someone be affected by it? Do they have to go to a certain location, or is it something that goes into the mouth? Maybe it's in foods.
The CDC says you can only acquire it through physical touch, and the problem in Africa, especially in Sierra Leone and Liberia and a lot of African states. It's their culture when they have a funeral for a person who died, even with Ebola, to touch the dead, to hug the dead, to rub the dead, to hold the dead. And so what's happening is a lot of these people are dying from Ebola. They're not being told that they have Ebola. They're not even going to the hospitals. And they're basically being given these funerals, which everybody's touching them, and their bodies are extremely contagious. So what's happened is it's spreading like wildfire in Africa. Normally, Ebola virus... basically, after about the third person mutated and no longer actually was viable, this one doesn't do that. It continues to go. Normally, Ebola virus, basically after it was in the UV sunlight, it would die within a few minutes. This one doesn't die in sunlight. It stays outside for days, still active, and it's extremely virulent. And it's also, some believe it's airborne now, and so it can actually go through water droplets from the breath and infect animals and humans. It did so with pigs and monkeys that were not in direct contact with each other, were in cages in the same room. Within 8 days after the pigs were in with the monkeys contracted Ebola.
Right now we are speaking with Dr. Ted Brower. We are speaking about the Ebola, the virus that has now become an outbreak in West Africa, and now little parts of it is coming into the United States. I would think, Doctor, it has to be hard, because in Africa, we see not many resources, not many hospitals, and they don't have an economy like we here in the United States do. So I think it has to be a lot more complicated than it looks when for someone to go to a hospital in Africa, where in the United States, we can go to one, three, four blocks away, where in Africa, they're kind of scarce.
Well, believe it or not, Africa's got a lot of Red Cross stations and a lot of tents and stuff set up by the CDC. And, you know, basically field hospitals that have been set up with quarantine units in them. And there's not a whole lot you can do with a person who has Ebola. It has a 50 to 90%, you know, death rate. The best thing you can do is keep the people hydrated, keep them full of IVs and fluids, because as they're bleeding out with diarrhea and with vomiting, et cetera, they're basically losing a lot of blood and plasma. And you have to keep them, you have to replace the blood with transfusions. And you have to replace the fluids with saline IVs. And so there's not a lot that can be done. Bringing Ebola patients to the United States for treatment, except for the experimental treatment that they're working on through the CDC, was basically ridiculous, because they could have done almost the exact same treatment protocol at the hospitals in Africa. The problem is they took a stage 4 level virulent or virus or pathogen, and they brought it to a stage 2 containment facility at Emory University, and there's a high probability that it's going to get loose, because they can't even keep staff or MRSA under control in these hospitals, much less something as contagious as Ebola and as deadly.
When we see something like this going on, and we see very limited choices to try to maintain this disease, and by the end of the day, trying to keep you alive, that's when the pharmaceutical companies are probably going to walk in, and they're going to want to play a role in this. How do you see the pharmaceutical companies playing a role in this outbreak going on currently?
Well, they're already saying now they have a test fast track through the Food and Drug Administration for an Ebola vaccine. And you pretty much nailed it on the head. The Ebola virus is owned as a patented product by the United States government in the patent office. It's registered, including all of the side effects of the Ebola and all of the vaccines that are being made are all registered patents for pharmaceutical companies to manufacture vaccines for it. There will be hundreds of millions of billions of dollars made if there's a worldwide epidemic and the world needs to be vaccinated with 7 billion vaccine dosages. The problem is that we don't know for certain, because of the corruption of the Food and Drug Administration, vaccine manufacturers and the big drug companies, if this wasn't intentionally released with a vaccine in the works so they can make billions and billions of dollars putting people at risk.
I will not be surprised if all these vaccines all start coming out in about 3 weeks, because we're now going to see young children go back to school. And besides them taking a whole bunch of other shots and getting their eyes checked and getting, now this is just going to be something else to add on to it. Because if they see just a few more people start getting this disease, you see the whole pharmaceutical companies come out, they want to do the whole safe and sorry, and they're going to want to put it into every young child just to be safe and sorry, when by the end of the day, there might not be anything wrong. It's just all about more, it's all about the dollar and not about the young child's health.
That is very, very astute of you. I agree with everything you just said.
Because I know it. I mean, back to school is coming back, and I already mentioned back to school, everyone got the book bag and stuff, and what's a better way to get this product out there into younger children who go back to school and the kids touch each other and they play and they eat each other's food and they, you know, sharing is caring. So I can definitely see a whole marketing where tell your mom or dad to tell you to get this shot, and it's just going to be a whole thing. Even though,
well, remember, we're already giving children like 65 immunizations. I wrote a book years ago called Maximum Solutions to ADD, Autism, and Learning Disabilities in Kids, and we actually linked a lot of the childhood immunizations to a lot of the learning disabilities that were taking place, and the overuse of 5-Marisol along with squalene as an adjuvant, and also the aluminum that's also being added routinely in the shots. So what I've learned over the years is that just because you're taking all these shots doesn't mean more shots are better for you, because they have like a cumulative effect and they can actually start causing all types of neurological damage and defects in a person who's been given too many shots. I personally don't believe, unless a shot's absolutely necessary, it should be used. It should only be used if it doesn't contain thimerosal or aluminum or squalene or any adjuvants. And that's the biggest problem with the shots today. They all contain those compounds except for the thimerosal, and that's why autism is still through the roof in the United States. It's not getting any better. It's getting worse.
Right now we are speaking with Dr. Ted Brower, and we're speaking about the Ebola virus that is little by little starting to spread around through the United States. Dr. Brower, we already been seeing, you know, we see someone in Mount Sinai here in New York where I broadcast right now. We're trying to figure out what symptoms this patient might be having, and we see Chicago maybe? We are seeing a few Americans starting to come out with Ebola. Do you really think it could be a widespread epidemic in the United States in the next few weeks? Is that possible?
We'll know within 21 to 22 days with the incubation period. I believe it may be localized. I think they'll cordon off the areas and isolate people. King Obama last week or 2 weeks ago signed an executive change, one of George Bush's executive orders, saying that he can now arrest and detain American citizens for having a head cold or sniffles or any sign of an upper respiratory infection. And basically, I guess he would send them to a quarantine camp. But that was legislation that he changed that George Bush had written on the H1N1 vaccine, the flu that was going to come through a few years ago, and the SARS flu. And so the reality is that, you know, it's going to be one of those deals that you know, I don't want to get disappeared because I caught a cold. You know, I just get stopped at a traffic stop and got a cold, get in my car, we're calling quarantine up, we're pulling an ambulance, because that'll do, that'll overwhelm the hospital system. I believe we're going to have some pocketed outbreaks of Ebola in the United States. I believe there's going to be a lot of panic about it. I think that our cleanliness in our country is pretty good. What we need to do is make sure that everybody learns to wash their hands. For some reason, the American population has never learned to wash their hands after they use the bathroom or go to a bathroom and use a sink or a toilet. And basically, they don't use Kleenexes or paper towels to flush the toilet or turn the sink on or open the door to the bathroom with a towel. They touch everything, and 80% of the people in some areas don't wash their hands. And this is transmitted through fecal material. So if a person has Ebola and they poop and they get poop on their hands and they touch the doorknob, you're going to get it on your hands. It's going to be contagious. If they touch the sink handle, you're going to get it on your hands. It's going to be contagious. If they get it on the toilet handle, it's going to be contagious. If they get it on the toilet seat, it's going to be contagious. It's that bad. So what I've got is about a 5-step protocol for people to follow to help build their immune system. They go to healthmasters.com. It's free. It's on the website. Go look it up. You can just pull it. I've got a 96-page report that I compiled on what's going on with Ebola. It's at healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters with an S, healthmasters.com. And there's a report there. You can download it for free, absolutely no cost. And you can also sign up for our newsletter. I'll be sending out a newsletter every week and updating everybody on what's going on with the Ebola virus so everybody else can know exactly what's happening. You know, Mike Savage, he's a big TV and radio guy, too. He wrote a really good article because, you know, he's he has a PhD from Harvard, and it's in, I forgot what the field is, but it's in medicine. And basically, he basically said that it looks like it's going to be more of a profit motive than anything else for this Ebola vaccine to try to basically make more and more money and get more and more people having to take the injections.
Right now we're speaking with Ted Brower, and we are speaking about the Ebola outbreak that is going around. Couldn't agree with you anymore. Not enough Americans wash their hands. But what we do have to realize, Dr. Brower, is even though the pharmaceutical companies will, at the end of the day, try to make as much money as possible, that doesn't mean we should disregard Ebola in general. That's not what we're saying.
No. I never said that. I think Ebola is something that's going to be, if we don't contain it, it could be a lethal pathogen that could kill millions, if not billions, of people worldwide. It's that bad, and that we have to just pray that it doesn't mutate. But right now, though, I apologize. I've got another show that I've got calling in on, so I've got to go ahead and go, but I really enjoyed doing your show. Thank you for having me on tonight.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming on, and we hope we can speak to you soon about how we can take care of ourselves and our immune system.
Yep, the healthmasters.com will have information for you there. Thanks so much.
Yep, have a good one, Dr. Brower. Thank you. When I come back, we are going to speak about the Ebola outbreak, the latest that's going on, and I want you to call in at 855-712-9687. Do you think it's going to come into your state? My father told me one interesting thing about the spread of germs. Stay tuned. I'll tell you what he said next.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2-mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time, and now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll-free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet need the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
It started 2 years ago. A college alumni in his parents' condo. With the mission to inform people. But now, we remember.
Mario Scipione, he is staff writer.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Always love being part of this.
September 2nd, 2014.
We're not a progressive group. We're not a conservative. We are an unbiased group. See, no. You guys, the audience, you keep me coming back every week.
It's the two-year anniversary.
And that's what the show is all about.
Of the Yo Andrew News.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. And he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When's the best time to upgrade a floor? How does now work for you? The Home Depot has new lower prices, over 35% off on a wide array of laminate flooring, like Hampton Bay Canyon Grenadillo laminate, just 99 cents a square foot. So let's stop putting off a new floor and start putting one down. Let's do this. Hampton Bay Canyon Grenadillo laminate, just 99 cents a square foot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid August 21st, U.S. only. See store for details.
Mondays are no good. Mondays make you use your alarm clock again and sit in the cubicle. But Tuesdays, Tuesdays are awesome. Why? Because that's when Wing Tuesdays happen at Buffalo Wild Wings. Every Tuesday, you can get specially priced wings, spun fresh in your choice of any of their over 20 sauces and seasonings. You want mild? They got mild. You want Asian Zing? They got Asian Zing. So when next Monday comes around, remind it how much better Tuesdays are. But I'm sure it already knows. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Did you know that just 30 minutes a day of physical activity can improve your health and decrease your risk of heart disease? For every hour of regular, vigorous exercise, you gain 2 hours of life expectancy. So start walking for yourself and for your heart. Start walking with your family. You'll feel better. Start walking in your community. You'll lead happier and healthier lives. Start walking. Start something. Join the movement today. For more information on the American Heart Association's START program, visit startwalkingnow.org and start walking. Start something.
The road to 100 has begun.
So I already told you the first hour, and I'm going to tell you this again because I want you to be the first ones to enter. For some of you who haven't realized it yet, summer is coming to an end. I know, it's heartbreaking. The pool's closing, Mom. The beautiful weather is going behind the clouds and probably going to stay in Florida where you are right now. But what I can tell you is our friend Leslie Sansom Walk at Home is giving away a grand prize for those who want to take a walk in their living room for a change this month. I want you all to be a part of it. It's really easy. You just need a tablet, a smartphone, internet, computer, Twitter. You take a picture of your walking shoes. Take a picture. If you have Twitter, tweet out the picture and type, "These are my walking shoes, hashtag Leslie Walks." Okay, it's very simple. Take a picture of the walking shoes, tweet out, these are my walking shoes, hashtag Leslie Walks, and then you post a picture. Then you follow Leslie Sansone at Leslie Walks. Very easy. You enter to win this month. Grand prize. We'll announce the winner. We hope you all can do it. It's very easy, very simple. If you don't have a Twitter, all right, maybe next contest. But if you do have a Twitter, you have a camera, you need to be a part of this. Don't be left behind. While you're listening to the program, get up and enter now. Walkers are always welcome.
Inviting the Democrats.
We know that the nation that goes all in on innovation today will own the global economy tomorrow.
And the Republicans to the conversation.
You know, the president said, if we pass this law, health care costs will go down. Well, now we find out that health care costs are going up for most Americans.
You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
I'm reading comments on Facebook. ABC, they posted the young woman who's in Mount Sinai, New York, who's being checked for Ebola. I see someone comment, here comes the walking dead. That's exactly what Ebola is. People are going to come out from the dead and then start killing people. See, that's the ignorance of America. The ignorance. Like I said, the ignorance. There we go. Ignorance. That's me who can't pronounce words still at 24. Oh, boy. Well, I think our guest said it all. It is a scary, scary virus because of the symptoms and the outcome of it. But it's very easy to not get it. Wash your hands. Be careful what you eat. Be careful who you're sharing with. That's it. I wash my hands. I always do. This hand sanitizer, gonna put some on me. It's not hard. And I think that's a conversation we could have. 855-712-9687. I don't understand why the majority of Americans don't wash their hands. And I really hope that we don't see the Ad Council and organizations start coming out on the radio and saying, wash your hands. That'll be the next thing. We should make a list on future commercials for Americans. That should be our Facebook like page. We already have the conversation. The first commercial is going to be leaving your child in a car. Common sense. You put your child there. How can you leave them? Every time I go in with my friends in a car, I always know they're back there. Well, Andrew, they talk. Well, Andrew, they go in by themselves. Well, you take so much time putting your young child into the car seat and make sure they're secure and put on their favorite movie or favorite song. How can you forget? It's not normal. So if you go to bed, you forget that your child's in the other room? If there's a fire in the house, you run out of the house, you forget your baby's in there? Don't tell me that's not the point. Don't tell me. It is. Sinks are the same thing. You walk in, the sink's there. How can you miss it? I was in the Staten Island Mall, Staten Island, New York. I was in there. Someone walked right out. Didn't wash his hands. Of course he didn't. Why not? It shouldn't be a habit. It should be common sense. You wash your hands. My father once told me, and it was a great conversation we had. He was telling me how we are living in a world where germs are spreading in such a rapid pace because we are touching so many things. We touch so many things and we share those things. Your phone is the biggest spreader of germs ever. Have you know that 30% of Americans use their cell phones while going to the bathroom, sitting on a toilet seat? Now, even though they washed their hands, they didn't wash their cell phones. How germ-infested is my case right now? Yeah, ew. Ew is right. You should be ewing too. Phones have become the new magazines. The only difference is magazines in the bathrooms didn't leave. Your cell phone has. Your cell phone drops on the floor, drops in the grass, drops in the mud. How many phones do I touch? Oh, my goodness. Where's that phone been? You might be having some fun at night. You might be having fun with your mate. Your phone might be a part of it. Gotta do a little video. Send to your friends. Your phone's everywhere, baby. Come on. My phone is not wrong. We are spreading germs at such a rapid pace because we are touching so many devices. And the problem is there's going to be so much germs, so much that we won't be able to control it. There's not going to be enough Western medicine to take care of this one. There's not going to be enough products sinking in. This phone is with more germs than anything else. My tablet, my laptop, my studio. Let's look at my day. Oh, well, today's a pretty bad day. It's a pretty bad example. I want you to look at your day. Okay. What did you touch today? You touched a tray, right? You went out to dinner. You sat in a seat. The phone might have been sitting on the table. Your hand just touched it. I mean, germs are spreading everywhere. Washing your hands is not going to make you it's not going to make you Mr. Clean. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it will definitely minus the majority of germs that's currently around your social circle. Now, why aren't people not washing their hands? Of course I'm going to blame the parents. The parents are always going to be the blame because, again, and I always say this, it's one of those things I'm just going to keep saying until someone listens to me. 0 to 10, child psychology will absorb all this information because the brain is being developed. So if the parent doesn't teach their young child to wash their hands, that's going to be a problem. And if they don't learn, if it's in the classroom or around their friends, that's a problem. And the government, they want to walk in and teach me. I don't know why they should. They have no role to come into my social life and tell me to do something. It should be something that we can teach ourselves, and it's, well, common sense. You should learn that in school. Wash your hands. No? Kids are going to be the ones that are going to be most prone to this, to the spreading of germs, and especially the Ebola. It's coming to states. Child, again, they will be the most immune because their body is developing. And you know the pharmaceutical companies want to scare who? The moms. The moms. They're going to be scaring them. If you don't get in this shot, they're going to die scared. Remember we had the whole conversation about vitamins, how 74% of Americans have no idea why they're eating the vitamin? And I went back and told you that it was because of the moms. The moms tell you, gotta eat the Flintstone vitamin, gotta come up and be strong, but the mom doesn't even know. I don't know. Eat the vitamin unless your doctor tells you to. Now, my mom, she knows. My mom goes to doctors, we have very good doctors. I know. I trust my mom. Mom's always right. She knows. She knows why, and she picks the right vitamins with the right ingredients. That's fine. But how many moms out there don't? Well, the status quo, you're choking these vitamins down your throat. 3, 4, 5 of them down your throat. Shot these shots down your arms. Little kids are now going to be all over the place. This is why this show is so important. This is why media is such an important role. Because if you don't educate people, and if you're left behind, you're going to end up getting all these Ebola shots and all this stuff in September, and your kid then is going to be more in danger than when he already was going into school. He's already spreading germs. He's already taking his phone to the toilet bowl. Now he's getting 3, 4 shots. And the moms have no say in it. That's the best part. Moms are always right. Dads know best. I'll say it again. Dads know best. Mom's always right. But apparently the government doesn't think so. No. Some moms are wrong. Doesn't mean the government should come in and say you're wrong. I have no right. And I've said, and then there's another thing. I have no right to tell any mom or dad what to do. And the government doesn't either. If the government, they should suggest, well, we should say, unless it's such an outbreak where we need to figure out a problem, then we, but again, If it's a big outbreak, I really want to know, what are you giving me? I'll just throw this thing down my arm. I want to know. If I have to go into work and my employer tells me, Andrew, you have to take this shot to enter this station. Okay. And of course I have to sign this and that because I have no choice. I won't have a job. I won't be able to pay my bills. I have to sign this. So if that's the case, I want to know. But of course I won't be able to. It doesn't matter. See, that's what they'll do. They'll force this on all the employers, so you have no choice. You have to take this shot. The government pays for the majority of this. The government's got no say because the pharmaceutical companies have such a huge role. And then they throw to all the employees, and I have no choice. Because if I don't do it, I end up without a job. So there you go. I am not saying we shouldn't take care of ourselves. I'm not saying that Ebola is a scam or a fluke. No. I'm just saying that we're going to be forced to do something that might not be the right choice. And moms won't have a say in it, Mom. You won't have a say in this. The pharmaceutical companies will, because they make the laws. Oh, you don't believe me? Morgan Spurlock, Inside Man, his episode on medical marijuana, whole episode on how pharmaceutical companies spend billions of dollars. Yeah, all those side symptoms on the commercial, you don't hear those anymore. Yeah, that's right. Be careful. Scary world out there. Really is. Scary world.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When's the best time to upgrade a floor? How does now work for you? The Home Depot has new lower prices, over 35% off on a wide array of laminate flooring, like Hampton Bay Canyon Grenadillo Laminate, just 99 cents a square foot. So let's stop putting off a new floor and start putting one down. Let's do this. Hampton Bay Canyon Grenadillo Laminate, just 99 cents a square foot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 21st, U.S. only. See store for details.
Mondays are no good. Mondays make you use your alarm clock again and sit in a cubicle. But Tuesdays, Tuesdays are awesome. Why? Because that's when Wing Tuesdays happen at Buffalo Wild Wings. Every Tuesday, you can get specially priced wings, spun fresh in your choice of any of their over 20 sauces and seasonings. You want mild? They got mild. You want Asian Zing? They got Asian Zing. So when next Monday comes around, remind it how much better Tuesdays are. But I'm sure it already knows. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
sports. Did you know that just 30 minutes a day of physical activity can improve your health and decrease your risk of heart disease? For every hour of regular vigorous exercise, you gain 2 hours of life expectancy. So start walking for yourself and for your heart. Start walking with your family. You'll feel better. Start walking in your community. You'll lead happier and healthier lives. Start walking. Start something. Join the movement today. For more information on the American Heart Association's START program, visit startwalkingnow.org and start walking. Start something.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
Right now, nostalgic minds, where are you? Let me speak some language here that you might understand. Who's a 90s child? Well, I have a great place for you to answer that question. Facebook.com/a90s child. A like page dedicated to a fan base and children of the 90s. They post pictures of toys, games, television shows, and much more on what you grew up on. 713 likes and forward. You don't even need a Facebook. You don't need one. You just go on the like page and scroll down every day to see new content they posted. You can view on tablet, computer. The only thing you need is the internet. The only you need internet and a device to do it on. And, well, there you go. 90s child it is. Facebook.com/a90s child. If you know someone or if you love the 90s, show them a 90s child Facebook like page. The only 90s child, only 90s page of its kind.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
The road to 100 has begun.
My jam. Oh, you don't understand. There are days when you just want to go back. No, like, oh, yeah. Take me back. It's my song. Come on. I don't know. I used to have this song on a cassette. Oh, I remember. It was a Nickelodeon little cassette, and I had it. Great. Oh, play that on Sirius XM 90s on 9. That's what they should play. I don't want to know. I'll request it. All right. So we're on great timing tonight. Go us. I mean, we're just on perfect timing. Well, right now it is time for the sound clip of wisdom. Yes, I'm not going to scream and shout anymore about germs, I promise. Sound clip of wisdom is a sound clip we play to end off the program. And it's a clip that shows a message. It gives you something to talk about. You can a message or a mission or an idea. And you can speak about it with a friend, a family member, son, daughter, dog, whoever you want to speak about. And now it's become more of an off-air segment. You can speak with me about the Sound Clip of Wisdom on our Twitter, Facebook, email, or, of course, you can call me up, 855-712-9687. And that's how we end off our show. Can I give you a little message out? You can take that with you and discuss it with someone else. Take your Andrew on the road. This Sound Clip of Wisdom might be one of the best we're going to play in a really long time. I'm not even going to explain it. I'm just going to play it. It's so good. It's from Rocky, the trilogy Rocky, and it's called Motivation. Here it is.
That's pretty. That's very pretty. Ah, come here, Rock. My God, you're ready, ain't you? That Apollo won't know what hit him. You're going to roll over him like a bulldozer, an Italian bulldozer. You know, kid, I know how you feel about this fight that's coming up. Because I was young once, too. And I tell you something. Well, if he wasn't here, I probably wouldn't be alive today. The fact that you're here and doing as well as you're doing gives me... What do you call it, a motivation, huh? To stay alive? Because I think that people die sometimes when they don't want to live no more.
Nature's smarter than people think.
And nature is smarter than people think. Little by little, we lose our friends. We lose everything. We keep losing and losing till we say, you know, what the hell am I living around here for? I got no reason to go on. But with you, kid, boy, I got a reason to go on. And I'm going to stay alive. And I will watch you make good.
And I'll never leave you.
And I'll never leave you until that happens. Because when I leave you, you'll not only know how to fight, you'll be able to take care of yourself outside the ring, too. Is that okay?
It's okay.
Okay.
When I go on this program every Tuesday, and I take out all my time, I don't care about work. I don't care about going out to play. It's all about this program. It's all about you, the audience, and myself, the radio host. And in the past several weeks, I sat down and I said to myself, why am I doing this? I mean, 91 times. Why do I do it for? I do it because I want someone out there to hear me. And of course, they'll give me the phone call and say, I want you to come on my station. Let's talk numbers. I do it because I love radio. And I feel this Sound Clip of Wisdom created the third reason that I really didn't know until now. I'm keeping someone alive. I'm giving someone a reason to stay around a little bit longer. There's someone out there who feels that there's nothing left to believe in. I'm that guy. I'm that voice of reason. While they see diseases being spread, crony politics being played, and the middle class being ignored, there's Joe Andrew giving me the reason that there's hope. And I really hope I am that to someone out there. Somebody. A group even. You know, I know I'm not the biggest radio host. You know, I don't have millions of listeners each week, and I sadly don't get a paycheck for this, but hopefully one day I will. But I really hope that my paycheck will include someone who can write me a letter, an email, a tweet, a Facebook message of, Andrew, you give my family a reason to keep going forward because of the information you give it in, and you do it in such a way that no one else does. Of course, I would thank him for it. Hey, I mean, back in college, I gave many people reasons to stay at the college. There has to be a voice somewhere. Hope I'm that guy. I love radio. I want people to hear me. And the third reason is I feel I'm giving someone a reason to live. Someone a reason to look at the bright side. Yeah, I can be a little negative sometimes. But if there's facts and there's reason behind it, then one day we don't have to speak negative anymore. I mean, sometimes you gotta look at the bad side to find the good side of things, and that's what we're doing. Not that there's anything wrong with washing your hands or suing someone, but by the end of the day, you want both companies to come together and rightfully compete against each other, and someone to wash their hands, and being able to use those hands as something great. Why can't we do that? You know, Rocky had Mickey, his trainer. I got someone out there. I don't know who. Who is it? Maybe I'm better not knowing. I'm better not knowing. I am. I'm better not. I think I'm fine the way I am. One heck of a show. This is a good show. I really enjoyed it. This is a well-prepared show. Timing was great. Sounds came off great. We had a great first hour. Our guest, very good. He told us what Ebola was. Oof. When I say our guest creates in-depth conversation on an issue we're discussing, I didn't think he was going to go that deep. And the way he went out, like, it does this, and that. He just stops, like, okay, you could have made it more clear. Probably have my audience is now scared to heck on what it is. You know, it's starting to become well known to the average user on the internet who reads news and such. So now there's reading about it. I have to say, good show. Good job. Pat myself on the shoulder. And it's going to be another 90 someday. I mean, everyone out there. Some people make it, some people don't. So when you get a deal, you can make it, you don't make it. I guess, what's the matter about a paycheck? I mean, making someone happy. If you're telling something to someone that they didn't know that will help them create a conversation to live in a better place, I think I did my job. I don't have millions of advertisers. I don't have hundreds and hundreds of listeners. I don't have people to criticize me. I wish that. I wish I can go on, listen to a show, and that kid, Yo Andrew, that right wing, or that left liberal, that piece of crap, I hate him. He's a left wing, he's a scrawny liar. Good. God, at least you're listening. Thanks. I wish someone could call me a liar. Good. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. That's self-publicity right there. You know how much self-publicity I give to companies on this show? I mean, right now I'm watching Megan Fox. So boom, there it is. Yeah, I mean, I'll be watching Fox News. It looks like right now that I'm in second American Ebola being treated. So it looks like, second American Ebola victim now being treated at Atlanta Hospital. And earlier today, we see this young victim going after a stretcher. Oh, my goodness. In a protective suit. Imagine being the person wheeling that stretcher, though. I mean, I'd be scared, but, I mean, I feel so bad for the young lady who's right now, to her family and to her, our regards on the program. We don't know how you're feeling, and we don't know how you're suffering, but we here would, our regards and our wishes go out to her family, who's sadly, has become a victim of this virus. I want to thank my mom, my dad, my brother. I love you. Thank you. You put me behind this mic 91 times, and it's going to be 91 more times. I want to thank my grandma. She was listening tonight, all the way from Florida. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the show. You can listen on your iPad. You can listen on your I don't know about your cell phone. But you can listen on your iPad. Very simple. I'll email you the instructions. I'll even Facebook in them. Very easy. I want to thank our affiliates for letting us air on live and our affiliates who let us replay throughout the weekend. I want to thank the whole crew, Howard Forrest, my phone screener, Moon Summer, my voiceover personality. And, of course, I want to thank our guest, Ted Brower, for coming on and speaking about Ebola and what we could do to prevent this virus coming to your area and being spread around your area, and just in general, what to do. Wash your hands, simple enough. I'm so glad he said that. More of us should be doing it, and we're not doing it. So I'm glad he mentioned that. And I want to thank you, the audience. Keep coming back every show. Every single show, I'm back, I'm here. I'm around for a little bit longer. Thanks, we really appreciate it. Catch up, if you want to contact me, you can catch me on Facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS, Twitter, Tweet me at Andrew Tweet Geo. Instagram, @YoAndrewNTS. And, of course, you could, can't call me up. You can call me up next week. We'll be talking about something different. Or you can contact me right from www.YoAndrewNTS.com. It's a great place. You can listen to some interviews we've had. You can learn about the program and even be a part of the conversation while we're off the air. So you can do that right on www.YoAndrewNTS.com. Great place where you can come and you can listen to me. Should be good. Should be great. All right, next Tuesday I'll be back. Let the summer continue while it lasts. Remember, I want you to go and tweet out your picture of your walking shoes. Maybe you can win something. That sounds nice, right? Anything else I have to say? I run out of ideas. I'm going to relax. A bit behind.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.YoAndrewNTS.com.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time, and now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet need the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
It started 2 years ago. A college alumni in his parents' condo. With the mission to inform people.
Now, Scipione, he is staff writer.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Always love being part of this.
September 2nd, 2014.
We're not a progressive group. We're not a conservative. We are an unbiased group. See, no. You guys, the audience, you keep me coming back every week.
It's the 2-year anniversary.
And that's what the show is all about.
Of the Yo Andrew News.